Welcome back to the program. I'm Michael Cohen with producer Desi Simmons. Millions of blood samples from newborn babies are stored in a Michigan biobank, and now researchers at Michigan State University want to find out how the public would feel about using the samples for medical research. To discuss the issue, I'm joined by Professor Ann Mongovan. She is an assistant professor at MSU Center for Ethics and Humanities in the Life Sciences. Welcome to the program, Dr. Mongovan.
Thanks so much for having me.
So, if we have the state biobank with millions of samples, how exactly are the samples being used now if they're not being used for medical research?
Well, it's important to note the source of those samples and the difference between that source and their research use. These are blood samples that were originally taken for newborn screening, whereby every newborn in Michigan's baby heel is pricked for a blood sample to determine if they have any genetic or metabolic diseases that must be treated right away for the baby's own good. But these, when the spots are left over, they become a possible source of research.
And so currently we have this biobank with millions of these samples. Are they simply being stored and not being used at all now?
No, that's not correct. They are being used for research. Michigan has been saving blood spots since 1984, at first largely by accident, without the intent to use them for research. In the late 90s, as technology advanced to where we could learn so much from small samples, the state realized it had sort of a research treasure trove, and a governor's commission was called, felt that because the identifying information, that is the people's names and other identifying information, is removed from these blood spots, that they could be used for research. And recently, the state inaugurated a biobank to encourage that possibility.
So the study that you're going to be doing when it comes to how people here in Michigan would feel about using this for medical, is it for further medical research that isn't being done right now with these samples?
Yeah, well, it's mostly people need to become aware that the state has these blood samples. Most people do not know that. They need to be aware that they can choose not to have their blood used in research. So there's a very big education curve here. But we also want to know how people feel about this. For example, what kinds of research would be appropriate? Do they feel that they have to be contacted every time a blood sample is used for research? Or could they make a decision at one point in time? We really just need to learn how people, what interest they think they have in this blood, and do they still think they have an interest in it, even if their names are removed from it, and how can those interests that are perceived be either supported or violated?
Now, there have been citizen campaigns that have limited research on neonatal blood spots in both Minnesota and Texas after parents learned the state had saved their children's blood spots and were using them for research. What concerns do some people have about using these samples to learn medical information?
That's a great question, and that's one thing we hope to find out in this research. But I will note, you are correct. There were citizens' lawsuits in Minnesota and Texas when people found out that the state had saved this blood and it was being used. I want to make a contrast in that Michigan clearly is trying to be a pioneer with a new sort of transparency about this. It's made a commitment to trying to engage the public in related issues. But, of course, it faces a great challenge how to do that, especially given that these spots have been saved for a long time. So I think there's a real practical challenge, but the state has made a commitment to trying to be more transparent and more engaged with the public on the questions at stake than was the case in Minnesota and Texas.
I'm talking to Dr. Ann Mongovan. She's an assistant professor at MSU Center for Ethics and the Humanities in the Life Sciences. Professor Mongovan, when it comes to what we can learn and the types of benefits we could get from research on these blood samples of newborn babies, can you give me a sense of what scientists think they could study and come up with from researching these blood samples?
Yes, certainly. Truly an amazing array of research could be done on these blood spots. They can teach us things about, for example, what environmental toxins were in the baby's blood at the time of birth, metabolic markers. We could do research on infectious diseases, on chronic diseases, on environmental toxins. So the array of research that can be done is quite wide, and that's why one question for the community is, what kinds of research should be done? What should be our priority with this kind of a resource?
Our scientists, here's my question. Is there a limit currently on how these blood samples can be used for research that needs to be somehow changed legally?
There is a community values advisory board for the BioTrust, which has created ethical guidelines that must be met, as well as scientific guidelines for any studies using the blood spots. The Community Values Advisory Board has also initiated a new process from now and on into the future. When baby's blood is taken for newborn screening, the parents must explicitly be asked if the blood may be saved for research. And Michigan is the first state to initiate this explicit informed consent process for the new blood. Still, though, we face the question of the past collected blood. So that blood now must go through, must meet ethical criterion set by the Community Values Advisory Board. It's also reviewed by the state's board that assesses all human subjects research in the state for ethical reasons. But we still feel we need to ask the community, is that sufficient?
Mm-hmm.
Again, especially the question, do you feel that you have a special interest in this blood, even if your name is taken off of it?
Well, what if the result of your study is that most people say we are against having these blood samples used for medical research, we don't know how it's going to be used exactly, and we'd rather it not be done? Would that somehow lead to further restrictions?
Well, my job as a researcher would be to report that accurately. So for me, that would not be a problematic result, but I think it would be challenging for the state if that's the result. One thing I would say is that many people may feel ambivalent about this. People understand that research is necessary for scientific advancement, but they also understand that research may have risks as well as benefits. So I would not be surprised if many people actually have some ambivalent feelings about that, but we don't know that until we do the engagement and the research.
Finally, the benefits of this type of research seem pretty self-evident. You have this large-scale sample that you can use to study all kinds of different societal illnesses. So I guess I wonder, when it comes to the real risk, the ultimate risk that concern people, do you have any sense of what that really is then?
That's a great question, and it is important that you point out that the benefit of the sample is its size and comprehensiveness that allows for many special kinds of research. The question is, what kinds of risks do people see? There could be, in a sense, what you might call risks of a confidentiality breach somehow. Even though the names are taken off the spots, is there some way that someone could figure out whose this is and that could have harmful consequences? There are also, that would be an individual risk. There may also be group risks. Could it be that certain kinds of research could, for example, stigmatize a group if it was found that certain groups, for example, carry more disease markers more often than another? There may also be conscience risks. If my blood is used for research that I would not have approved if I had learned of the specific study in advance, is that some sort of a conscience burden? So there are different kinds of risks and benefits, and one thing we hope to learn through this community engagement is how people view them, whether they think that the benefits and risks, how likely are the benefits and risks. There are also questions about benefit. Who will benefit? What kinds of researchers will be allowed to use the spots, and does that make a difference? Does it make a difference if they're commercial researchers or academic researchers? How do people feel about that?
So that sounds like a complicated issue, and one that you'll be spending quite a lot of time studying. Dr. Anne Mongovan, she's an assistant professor at MSU Center for Ethics and the Humanities in the Life Sciences. Thank you for joining me.
Thank you for having me. Thanks so much.
And we'll be right back with more. I'm Michael Cohen. You're listening to 1320 WILS.